So maybe you ought to get to bed and try to sleep this thing off.
All I do is sleep. I guess I'm just getting in practice, huh? For the big, long sleep.
Oh.
You like that beat, Howie? Slow jams on a Saturday evening.
I love it, homie. This is one of my favorite hip-hop beats all time. Nas, Papa Was a Playa.
When are we going to cut our own track over this sample? That's what I want to know.
I know, it relates to the Papa's Basement a little too closely. Almost a cheesy fucking way, to be honest. But I love this beat. Once in a goddamn while, I just got to put on Papa Was a Playa. Sometimes just the instrumental, not even the song. I don't know, that little flute part right at the bottom. I think it's a flute. I don't even know what the hell that instrument is.
I think it might be a synth flute.
Yeah, whatever the hell it is. I love this beat. God damn. It's just so down. It's that perfect, like, it's beautiful but melancholy. Just like everything I enjoy in my life.
It does encompass that vibe. You described it quite well.
You are listening to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is Howard Heasy. I finally remembered your little fake air
new
name.
Handle.
Yeah, your handle.
It's
exactly.
Perfect,
I like
so
that.
I can just freestyle on top of this beat.
When will you change your
Howard
shit
Heasy.
Twitter name to Howard Heasy so people can actually tweet you?
No, it's pointless because like when you Google my like real name, it comes up anyway.
Yeah, but I'm not giving out your real name now.
Look, I probably should. I think you're right. I should just like change the handle. Because, like, my account's locked, so... It's
yeah,
not like
the
Googling
simpler
truth.
Your Twitter handle is, the better, man. Because I'm sure a lot of people try to get in touch with you and screw up the spelling of...
Oh, you want me to be at Howard Heasy?
Yeah.
No, that's been taken. I tried that.
Or make Heasy Howard, or just make Heasy, I don't know.
No, I like mine. I like to be obscure.
Just do HH, and people hopefully won't confuse it with Hail Hitler. You can find everything we do on these airwaves at inpapasbasement.com. That's got
Papa's Basement.
That's got every copy of this glorious show we do. It's got all my writing. It's got an iTunes link so you can subscribe to the podcast and it just magically comes to you through the aether. Like
Latest
that.
On iTunes.
Right? Why did I will never play this again. You've polluted it. You've taken a beautiful, pristine blue pool and just turned it green with your urine. That's what you've done, sir.
Just trying to help you out.
Get a hold of me on Twitter and follow me at Papa's Basement. On Facebook, we are facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I think that's it for all the whorish plugsies that we can stuff in our mouths. So I'm going to bring this down, although it pains me. Look at that. Oh, the slow fade on the slow jam, except not really slow enough. Had that been on a pro show, they would have been pissed about that. That was like a 4-second fade. Just meh. Meh. Forever.
Dog, this is your party. You can do what you want.
Exactly. I can do what I want. I'm in full-blown depression mode right now. I've got a ritual for that. You can tell I'm down because, one, I smoke again.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm down.
That shocked me.
Daddy needs a pack. Maybe two. To work him through what's got him down. I got the fucked up sleep.
Naturally.
Yeah, I try to sleep as much as I can.
That you do.
Yeah. Well, when I'm down. Like, I'm never particularly happy, but I'm extra down lately. So, I've been doing like a 3-hour nap in the afternoon and maybe 6 hours at night. I'd like to get that up. I'd like to be doing 4 in the afternoon and 8 at night and just awake for half the day for about a week or something. And when I'm up, just chain smoking. That would make me happy. But I got that. I've got my stress dreams. I always get fucked up dreams when I'm really depressed because it's never a chemical thing. It's always an outside thing that just affects me greatly.
Yeah, no.
And it's always fucked up dreams related to that. Haunting my sleep, and yet I can't get enough sleep. I want more, even though it takes me back to these screwed up dreams. The opportunity to have these fucked up dreams.
Yeah, you create like the most unfortunate dreamscape for those moments when your life is the most fucked up.
It's this horrible Inception thing. Yeah, I'm just, it's like I can make my dream world and I make it horrible.
And then you see, like, your crazy ex-wife who jumped off of a building because of you.
Mall. Yeah. Yes, mall.
And it just
French
ruins
mall
everything. Yeah.
With her little third eye mole. The fuck is up with that broad? Cotillard, whatever the hell her name is.
Wait, are we going to get into this again? You don't think she's attractive?
For, like, a movie star? Fuck no.
Wow.
For a girl on the street, sure.
All right, I guess that's something. I can...
I mean, someone behind a camera should be special. She's got some, like, she's maybe classy, cute. I don't know how the hell to describe her. It's nothing. Really, you're going to tell me you see her and it's like your reaction is, oh, I cannot get my dick out of my pants fast enough.
I hear a hard funk, like, looping in my head whenever I see her. Like, she's good.
I don't know, man. She's going to. Hold on, let me get the backup recorder going while you explain how you excuse your love of that woman. There, we got the second recorder
going.
No,
I'm just, like, what's her flaw? Like, that's more my question for you. Like, what's wrong with her?
First of all, what's she packing in the tit department?
Dude, handful is enough. That's what I'm saying.
Not on a woman built like that. She's not a skinny girl where she's got the surprise handful. She's got an hourglass thing going. I want bigger tits on an hourglass.
That's your complaint?
I don't think her face is particularly exciting.
But you would rather, like, if she's going to have tits that big, just be, like, a washboard.
Yeah. I mean, see, I don't want, like, the big fucking hippie-looking thing. And then she's got, what, a 34B or something? She's got very little doing up top. And I don't find her face that good. Again, I'd screw her. Let's not move past
yeah,
that.
All right.
I'm not going to be one of those fat DJs who sits behind the mic and acts like he's pulling the best of the best, and he wouldn't fuck these attractive women. I'm fine with guys critiquing women as long as they lay out there, hey, I've fucked worse, I will fuck worse in the future, and I would fuck this woman. But that out there, we can do better. That's how I feel about it. There's hotter women in Hollywood.
All right, no, I will accept that last statement from you. There
Good.
Are hotter women in
Good.
Hollywood. I'll give you that. But
it's Papa's basement. Damn right you'll accept it. Not Heezy Shithole or whatever the hell clever name. Heezy's Hideout. That will be the spinoff.
No, dude. That's. I'm going to come up with something better than that.
That will
bro.
Be the Frasier. My cheers.
All right, man. So
this is where you probe. This is where... The show is goaded along by you being like, what's up, man?
But all right, yeah, getting back to the dreamscape. Getting back into, like, the horrendous, weird shit that comes out of the, not just Papa's basement, but, like, the basement of your dream world.
Oh, the depths of my psyche. My very tortured soul. This is the most fucked up thing. I mean, because you're not helping me here worth a shit right now. My relationship that I've been in for a bit now. That thing's on its last fucking legs. You know how you're supposed to shoot a buck through the lungs so that it hears the gunfire and the bullet rips right through its lungs and it sprints away for a bit, but it dies on its feet? Like, it just runs, bleeds out into its chest cavern with its lungs shot out. And then you're like, oh, look at that buck still moving. And then kaboom, it just falls dead right on its fucking feet. Mine's been shot through the lungs and it's still kind of walking around.
Wait, when did that happen? Like, the shot. What is the analogy? What is that critical moment in your head? When you
I think shit hit the fan when I actually tried to start upping the relationship ante. This is going to sound juvenile as shit. I think when I started making things official on Facebook, which is the most childish thing maybe I've ever said, but I believe that started the snowball of bad. For lack of a better word.
You were not the first 30-something to tell me that. So.
Yeah. I think that kind of made things more official. Even though I was told things were very official.
When it became instant, official. Facebook official.
Yeah. The yeah. instant I started that ball rolling, I think it hit the fan. So, whatever. Things are... That was the shot. The buck's done its run. It's now...
Oh, it's done. You're not, like, still kind of galloping along at this point, like...
Nah, I think it's pretty fucked. I mean, even if it's galloping, it's still got a round through its lungs, you know? There's no field medic going to save this thing. It's pretty screwed, so I'm not happy about that. Why would I be happy about it? I don't enter into relationships easily, so if I do, I'd like them to work. So when shit hits the fan, it bugs me. Not forever, but for a while.
It kind of weighs on you, like, day and night, and even apparently in your sleep.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, like, you won't tell me. Like, you didn't tell me before. Like, we did nothing beforehand where you, like, revealed your hand on this. And I just gotta know, man, like, what the fuck is going on in your head at night?
You want to know the dream?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, the dream, this is the most fucked up thing I've ever dreamt in my life. I mean,
wow.
Short of, like, those dreams where you're banging your mom or something like that, which I think happened once or twice, and I woke up and just was wrong for about 12 to 16 hours, where you just see your mom later in the day after that, it's like, I can't make eye contact.
So worse than that.
I mean, to the average observer, they both have this total, you're going to know what I'm talking about, because they involve, everyone's got a mom. And everyone's going to know the character that was in this dream I had, because he has been central to a lot of news stories for the past 6 months. You're just staring at me.
No, like, I'm so lost right now. Like, where the hell are you going with this, man? Because dreams, like, are an open landscape.
I'm just saying, I'm not, it wasn't a dream about, like, my Aunt Sally or some shit. You say you had a dream about your mother, everyone's like, okay, I understand, I know what it is to include right. The mother figure in a dream. And if you say, I had a dream about a celebrity, everyone can relate to that because we all know Celebrity X.
Okay.
And this is a very timely celebrity. This happened because I went to bed maybe 3 a.m. last night, just couldn't sleep, tried to watch Contagion, which is why I had a little cotillard on the brain.
Oh, okay.
Did a little Contagion into Inception this morning. On HBO Go, she's in both of them. I've got that sticky cigarette coffee thing going to my mouth. Enjoy it. It's going to be there the rest of the episode until I can take a chug break on my wah-wah-baba. So my friend Shane posted on my Facebook wall this parody photo. You remember that PED pilot in Airplane? And he's like, hey, Timmy, have you ever seen Gladiator movies, things of that nature? Have you ever seen a grown man naked? So okay. He posted one of those, except it had Jerry Sandusky's
oh, no.
face
oh, my God.
Photoshopped over this pilot. And that's the last image I see. And I wake up today, and I have no recollection of the dream until maybe 6 hours go by. And around 2, I'm dicking off online. And I see MSN alleges that there might have been this huge, eyes wide shut, little kid porno ring going down at Penn State. Why are your headphones fried? You're trying to subtly take them off. And don't worry, I blew up your spot. You were doing just fine. You better on the headphones?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay, good. I don't want you flying deaf. It's a weird thing. You get the dolphin voice. Whenever you're recording a radio show and you can't hear yourself through the headphones.
It gets weird.
It gets fucked up fast. Yeah. Anyone who thinks that they wouldn't talk like that retarded flipper if they were deaf, you sound weird by the end of an hour-long radio show where you're not hearing yourself through a headphone. You can still hear your own voice.
All right, eat my shit. You're not backing out of telling this fucking eyes wide shut story involving you, Jerry Sandusky, and...
I'm not trying to, because that's our show. Without that, we've got very little show material. So it hits me like a ton of bricks. Holy shit, I had a dream about Jerry Sandusky when I see that flabby old fuck face for the MSN caption. And the dream was Jerry Sandusky and I were in a full-bore homo relationship. And my mom keeps trying to break us up because she's like, he's no good for you. He's fucking all these little kids behind your back. Wow. And I'm like, no, mom, he's a good man. He's a good man. Those children mean nothing. Jerry and I have something going.
You're not even a Penn State fan.
Like, no, like it's literally just because the last thing I see before I go to bed, I'm flipping through Facebook, click on my profile and X out. It's just Jerry Sandusky's smiling face. Thank God there was nothing like mechanical to the dream. There was no actual penetration of me or
was there?
No, there's nothing sexual. Like this, and this makes it 100 times gayer in my eyes. There was nothing sexual to the dream. It was like me with a deep love in my heart for Jerry Sandusky. Like, he's my fucking life partner. Like, you know, and I guess this is my own relationship fed back to me, where you have questions about fidelity and you're stressing about those things. So I take it, and instead I make it a gay relationship. It's not a woman who's cheating on me. It's a man, and he's not even fucking other grown men. I'm having to pull my man away from little boys. Wow. And he was like a shitty boyfriend too, as I recall. Or I guess maybe we were homo husbands.
I mean,
it seemed very long term. We had a house together, and he would sneak out, and I was like, "Where are you going, Jerry?"
All right, I gotta ask. So, like, your girl is substantially younger than you, right? Like, I wouldn't call you guys May December relationship, but you know.
What do you mean?
There's like, some years between you guys.
She's 5 and a half under me.
But she's like, she has male friends who are like that age, right?
Tons.
Yeah.
Bit too many for my taste. And then I'm told that she's going to be hanging out with cute boys tonight. I'm going to see a movie with a cute boy. Things of that nature. Which, not so cool.
I gotta say, like, if I were gonna, like, have your back on this and not treat you like a bizarre, like, freak for the dream that you just described, I would say
I'm just a victim of the media, man. You know, I'm just a victim of media saturation.
I think that's part of it.
Who could see that face and not have a fag dream about it after a while? Certainly not this man. Certainly not me.
But that said, like, you're kind of going through a situation of trying to pry her away from these young boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. And maybe that was it. I don't know what in my head cobbled this together. Like, why couldn't I have at least been fucking who? Oh, I saw, was it Contagion? That was the first half before I passed out last night. I could have been fucking Gwyneth Paltrow.
She was
in it.
I was hoping you were going to say Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I'll even take a sexier boy, you know? So I don't feel like I'm fruit settling. So I didn't, like, just scrape the bottom of the queer barrel. I actually got me a good queer.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even get Matt Damon. I would have settled for dead Gwyneth Paltrow, where she has all the dried, cute shit at the sides of her mouth. And they're doing they're digging out her brain pan 10 minutes into the movie. Spoiler alert, she dies way early on, which really blew my mind. I love that they did that, because you see Gwyneth Paltrow sick at the beginning of Contagion, and you're like, no fucking way they're killing her. It's damn Gwyneth Paltrow. Boom, fucking dead.
She was probably too expensive. She probably got like several million for a 10-minute appearance.
Well, she did that, and then a couple times you see her in pictures at the end of the movie, or a couple flashbacks of video.
Yeah.
Good film, by the way, especially if you catch it on HBO Go. I enjoyed it. It was solid entertainment for an hour 40, like whatever its runtime was. I won't be disappointed.
I, like many people, avoided it because it seemed a little too much like Outbreak.
Yeah, it was Soderbergh directed it. It was, I guess, stripped of a lot of the false drama of Outbreak, if you will. I saw Outbreak 15 years ago.
Yeah.
When it came out. The extent of my references to Outbreak now are talking about the Outbreak monkey. That's it. Yeah. I don't think anyone else remembers anything about that. Donald Sutherland, I think, was a dick general trying to withhold a cure so that they could weaponize this disease. And Dustin Hoffman was the guy who rode to the rescue and dropped the little OJ packets that had the cure on a populace. And I think Rene Russo was his woman. And the guy that initially got infected was wearing a Motorhead t-shirt. That is what I can tell you about that movie.
Did not remember that last bit.
I stuck in my little metalhead brain when I was a kid first seeing that. But this one is a lot of different moving pieces. You see like the CDC, the World Health Organization, various state agencies, a lot of stars. So they're cool with breaking up the story in like 5 or 6 kind of interweaving parts, because each one has some sort of star power.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Enjoyable film. Gwyneth Paltrow dies. Never liked that woman in terms of looks. Once
I'm
in
not
a while,
fan either.
Once in a while, I'll succumb and I'll rail a batch off to it, but I'm always like, God damn it. That was like a tricky photo where you look good, bitch. I know you don't really look good. She's skinny. I'll give her that. Like, she's skinny and she does yoga and holds it together, but it's just skinny shouldn't be. We're in a society where skinny just kind of makes you a 7 at this point. And we shouldn't be there. Skinny should be the bottom basis for good looks, and then you develop from there. It shouldn't be, everyone's so fucking fat. Skinny mini over there, you are a 7 by default. You can have a horrendous face, but the fact your clothes are going to come off and it's nice and you have an actual, like, puckered in waist, even though you don't have huge tits, you have an hourglass, that you win there.
Yeah, that's not how I roll.
I know. You are into bigger chicks.
I think she looks like a golf club to me. Like, she's got such a huge melon.
Just a big dome?
Yeah. So to me, it's just like,
well,
she's
got that kind of
shape.
She's got that bobblehead look, and then she has the, you can call them ski slope tits, banana tits, whatever you want. Those are not perky round things that come out. They do the, like,
yeah.
A flea could do, you know, his little, ride his little skis down them and do a leap off them. I forget when those came out, maybe Shakespeare in Love era. You're talking her tits 15 years ago had that shape.
Okay.
Like, when they lose that elasticity because kids have come into the mix and age is a factor, she'd be a recipient for some nice, tasteful implants. I'd be a fan of that move big time.
I think she takes herself quite seriously with the acting, though. I don't know if that's, like, going to be her bread and butter ever, because she can land some decent roles. I never really liked her acting, to be honest with you.
She's okay.
I feel she's pretty flat.
I've never felt her, like, suck me out of a movie, but I've certainly never been like, wow, she contributed.
Yeah, no, I just...
She's wallpaper.
I could see her doing some stage. Like, I don't think she's, like, terrible, but, you know, like,
well,
she's
one of those rich bitch child of privilege type things. Like, she writes some blog, I think. She has her own website. Where it's like, oh, I understand the working moms. You know, I'm a working mom. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Get out of here with your 16th army of Spanish maids.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You can't relate to shit. Like, she came in, her mom was an actress, her dad was a rich producer.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them was Jewish.
She understands a working mom like Mitt Romney understands the blue-collar worker.
Exactly.
In this country.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, I fucking hate the spin he's putting out there. Obama hates success. Oh, really? Who's the one that came up from a shit background and who was, yeah, you took a huge wad of money and made it more money. Oh, bully for you. That was so fucking difficult. How did you noodle that out? Because no one ever in life has been like, oh, if I only had this amount of cash, I could do X, Y, and Z. Piece of shit. Not that I'm in love with Obama, but God, I'm sorry, which is a more Republican message? Like, the guy who dragged himself up by his bootstraps and made something of himself, or the guy who was gifted with cash in life?
It disturbs me how much money he has. Have we ever had a president that rich?
I don't know how much he has. I just know he's like fucking Mr. Burns, Scrooge McDuck territory.
Like, he has an IRA, I think. That has, like, that account, that offshore Cayman account.
Yeah.
That has, it's a retirement account that has over $100 million in it. That's one account.
That's insanity.
That's one account.
That's the one we can trace.
That's the one that, like, we had to pull teeth to get information about. And so there's more. There's supposed to be more. Like, I mean, he just has a bunch of financial products that, as far as we can tell, like, the question is whether or not he's a billionaire.
Whatever. It's like, I try not to get political on the show because, honestly, I'm not that political. I don't really care. My extent of my relationship to the government is I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I think the two-party system is bullshit, though. I think that's something that we need to address.
You like the plurality type thing?
Well, I think, like, when you talk about, like, the teabaggers,
mm-hmm.
like, this is a strange proposition or proposal, but I'm saying, like, the teabaggers and, like, the extreme left-wing folk need to come together, and as much as they might disagree on issues,
oh, what, and their platform is tearing down what we have existing.
Well, it's just like, we need to come up with an agreement to fuck over the like two mainstream parties for giving us dipshit candidates every damn election.
Well, everyone's
like,
just very centrist. No one really. Yeah. Every candidate is kind of what cronies they're going to answer to once in power. Like, Obama can't appear too far left, so he's continuing wars and fucking letting banks still run rampant.
Yeah.
and Romney comes to power, and it's like he'll loosen some regulations and maybe tax the rich less, but what the fuck do you really think is going to happen?
Right.
I mean, the last president I really think fucked shit up was Bush. I wasn't a fan of tons of war.
W?
Yeah.
That was just a... W. To me, that was inevitable. I think...
Wars tend to bankrupt countries.
Like, I'm still of the opinion, like, if someone else had been elected and actually had the balls to oppose the wars, they would have been assassinated.
I don't know if they would have been assassinated. They might have one-termed that shit pretty quickly.
Nah, because I think it would have been the right move, honestly, not to go to Iraq. Like, that person would definitely have been reelected, I feel.
But you wouldn't have known. Like, you wouldn't have known the horrors. This is it's a wonderful life scenario.
But they already would have had Afghanistan under the belt. I realize that, like, Bush
Senior... you think regardless we would have gone into Afghanistan?
Oh, Afghanistan was, like, it's still, like, a popular war. What people are pissed about is that, like, we've put so much into Iraq and actually forgotten to do anything in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Like, there was a year where Bush's budget proposal forgot to have a line item for Afghanistan.
Quote, like, unquote, forgot.
Where it's like, oh, yeah, we started this other war we forgot about. Our bad.
Yeah.
Congress, you stick something in there.
Yeah. Fix it. Damn it. I need to stay popular.
Yeah, so it's, like... I think that was a holdover of the Cold War. You just had a bunch of, like, these old-timers who were treating the Muslims like commies. And their view was like, hey, another war equals more money, and that's going to grow the economy.
Yeah, and it doesn't anymore.
Yeah, apparently it's really unpopular throughout the world when you just start a war that's unjustified.
Yes, unilateral war.
It would appear to have fucked over the American economy in the last several years, among other things. I'm not just going to blame that solely, but sure as hell didn't help.
No, it didn't. It's almost like we could have spent that money better at home.
Yeah. I think,
or not spent it. I'm fine with that, too. I guess that makes me not too lefty. You want to just hold on to money? Fine by me. You can fuck the poor for all I care, really. Maybe give them some programs. Don't pull back shit. Keep education about the same. Keep us, you know, our little 27th math ranking in the world or wherever the hell we're at right now. God damn it. That's the sound of a show dying right there. Just off the cliff. Don't stare at me. Say something quickly. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take a laugh.
Oh, yeah. No, you're welcome. I'm trying to...
And now I'm itching for some nicotine as soon as we wrap this episode up and record the next.
Yeah, I think we need... You don't want to... An intermediate cigarette between shows.
I don't know. Do you feel we need to take a break? I've got some shit in my pocket.
I guess, yeah, you're not really addicted yet. You're just going through the stressful smoke period, right? It's not really
I've
a
never
thing.
Been addicted, yeah. Said the man who smoked on and off since age 12.
Right, yeah.
I do like a pack or two every year. I'm probably good for purchasing on average 2 packs a year outside of bars. If I'm drinking a lot that year, I might have another 6 under my belt, but I am not a dude that just routinely goes and buys cigarettes. I need them at certain points. And I don't like using the word want because I need. Like, don't get that shit confused. I need that. There just comes a time where my brain needs a little little spark of nicotine, and cigarette does it just fine.
I think the breakup state of mind is definitely one of those moments where you need a cigarette.
Yeah, and again, this is just shitty on my part because I don't really, the other person in this doesn't have a show to answer back on. And I'm not saying everything is dead and broken up. It just doesn't seem like nothing's good right now. Nothing's good.
It's a bad place to be. I'll say that.
Nothing's good. And I don't see what this culminates in other than the end.
Yeah, like the position of hopelessness is hard to come back and like find air as you're drowning. I mean, that's the metaphor I would use for like a failing relationship.
Yeah, yeah. I just hope this isn't getting heard and it's like, wow, things are bad. I don't want any feigned surprise to that.
No, I think from what you've told me, I feel like there's notice. I feel like there's notice.
Shit been bad.
Yeah, no, I think this
shit been bad.
This is mutually understood, unfortunately. Maybe not in the same way.
I don't think
way,
it is so much. That's
not. I mean, there's some delusions. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. I don't know. I hate bringing this shit up. What else am I supposed to say? I've been losing sleep for fucking days over this, man. It's at the forefront of my head. I always try to talk about what's on my brain.
Yeah, no, I think that's good to, like, all right, so you got a lot of listeners out there. What is your takeaway message that you have while you're at this, like, low state of mind? Is this something you would, like, tell them when they're kind of feeling in the same place? Even if it's not right now, it's going to happen one day in the future, unfortunately, for many of us. If not all.
When they're kind of getting raked over the coals and they're feeling bad about what's going on with a significant other?
Something like that, yeah. However,
see,
you want to
put
it.
See, I'm weird, though, because this will eventually end, and I'll just masturbate for 6 months, and I'll be okay with that. I think a lot of other people actually want someone in their life. They crave that. But, hey, if you're going through it with someone and it seems like it's on death's door and it's about to wrap up, get out of it. Be polite. Be civil. No need for... It's... Especially if people really haven't been retaliating in a dirty manner and things have gotten really underhanded.
Keeping things civil, though. I mean, that can
be
hard.
Be cool with it, man.
I say there's a direct proportion between, like, the length of the relationship and the civility that follows.
I could not agree more. I think when shit ends after, like, 5-10 years, it must be horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And because especially if you're not on the same page, if it's someone just getting blindsided with that.
The blindsided is rough. I blindsided, like, my last girl. That did not go well.
No.
There was some blocking on Facebook.
Oh, man.
I'll spare the other details, but yeah, like, that, I don't understand how it was a blindside. I thought it was pretty obvious, but, apparently that was not mutually
understood.
Oh,
I'm sure I'll get the blind side tossed at me. Like, I didn't see this coming, but I feel you can tell when shit's different and shit's weird and there's just no way to articulate it.
The rational person can.
Yeah. You know what it is? My gut is just good, especially in relationships. I've learned to trust that thing implicitly.
Yeah.
The more you try to rationalize in the face of a gut instinct, the more you're hanging into a bad place, man.
No, and the more you need to smoke a damn cigarette, man.
Exactly.
I think there's a direct correlation between those
20
two.
Minutes. 20 minutes and we got one. Maybe shorter than that. I don't know. We've got about 32 minutes of podcast down right now.
But how many months? How many months are you in right now? How much time you done?
We were kind of talking since January, and it's been a thing since like March-ish.
All right, so you're going on like a year knowing her.
Yeah.
Well, all right, no. Like
Let's
9
say happy.
Months. Let's say 9 months.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, I think, like, you still got a chance to be civil at this point in life. But I guess, is this the longest?
I don't want any bad blood.
Is this the longest relationship you ever been in?
God. I mean, all my relationships have been such weird internet shit for the most part. Anytime I've actually dated someone. I take that back. I've met a couple people and dated them face to face.
Based on, like, a live interaction.
Yeah, based on actual how a human being circa 1972 would see someone and think they're cute and talk to them and things of that nature.
See, I wasn't even aware you'd ever done that.
I've done it.
Oh, wow, okay.
I've done it. It's my problem with that is I just don't get in those situations that often. But whenever I'm faced with people, I do well with them. Like, at my...
Yeah, you do.
At my office, dude, I fucked, like, a lot of my female coworkers.
That's where it was. Okay, because you're not really, like, the barfly type.
Once in a blue moon, I'll get the bar chick.
Yeah.
Like, if I've had a couple sodas, if you will, I'm fine even in those situations.
You can be. I don't think you like that kind of scene, though.
I despise it. Like, I hate that sensory overload. My skills are talking. So anytime you've got loud
That's
music,
why. Yeah,
and it's like I spit out a witty line and the reaction's, what?
I'm really drunk.
Yeah, exactly. They're either shit-faced or they can't hear it. I'm pinioned, man. Held back. I'm not at my best. I can still do okay, but it's not playing to my strengths.
Yeah.
And I like playing to my strengths. That's how you get ahead in life.
Any place that involves dancing, that's where I lose points.
I'm not horrible at it because I've been a drummer so long, but I'm not. It's certainly not my fucking jacket comes off and you're talking John Travolta and Saturday Night Fever. Like, every chick is slippering up the floor.
Are you a grinder?
Oh, definitely not a grinder.
Yeah.
I mean, the grinder is just the white boy frat move where it's like, meh, 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 I came.
Right? No, I feel like there's a lot of that.
Oh. No, you try to dance around the grinding.
All right. I'm really bad about, like, when to and when not to touch a chick that you just met at a bar when you're dancing.
Touch pretty quickly.
You have to, but then there's, like, the line where they start moving
away.
Don't
check her oil in 30 seconds.
Right, but, like, when she moves away, I realize that's playing a little hard to get. But yeah. Then, like, I got to keep trying.
So that's when,
like,
you just pull back a fist? Just let her know what she's in store for if she pulls that shit again.
Just, like, the cat and mouse on the dance floor is annoying to me.
Yeah.
I can't get into it. Can't get into it.
That is a different man's seduction game. It's simple as that. You're a cerebral feller like me. You're going to seduce girls with your mind, with what it creates, with how you dance on the dance floor. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. I guess the difference between me and you, why I like bars more, is I like talking
to
women.
You're an alcoholic.
All right, fine. I love the drink.
You love the sauce. I
beer,
mean, if there were, like, food bars,
whiskey.
I guess you would call those restaurants dumb fat fuck.
But most of them shut down that restaurant to, like, just greasy, nasty shit.
Yeah, but if,
like,
there
nine.
Was just something where you went there to socialize and eat instead of the... Because the restaurant's focus is you're at a table and you're being fed and you're not there to mingle. If there's something where you get, like, a cup of chicken fingers and you went around... I would be, like, high on serotonin from the breading, and I would be in a really good mood. Like, if I could just hold a soda and a cup of french fries, I would actually be, like, a fucking poon master in that scenario.
This fucking explains why the one time in our adult lives that I've been able to, like, see you out regularly at a bar is when all of us hung out at the Fridays.
Oh, yeah, and I was getting $3 mozzarella sticks.
We had the neighborhood Fridays where the bartender just poured heavy. You were into the food, and me, I was just like, yo, this chick is giving us doubles for the price of one.
Well, no, I mean,
keep bringing
if
it.
If we're going to get into what that place's secret was, it very illegally had happy hour prices all night.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was dollar beers until closing time, which happy hour isn't supposed to extend beyond 8, is it?
Nine. They put so many drunk drivers on the road.
I know. And it's just because of that, because we're fucking animals with no willpower and self-control, and we'll just drink ourselves stupid.
It was only years later I realized how unethical and illegal what they were doing.
Grossly illegal. Grossly illegal. And it was easily a year that ran, and we were all 22, 23, making $0. And you would go down to this place with, like, a 10 spot or a 20 spot if you really wanted to high cotton it. You were buying 8 beers, tater skins, mozzarella sticks were all $3 a piece. I think it was, like, Coors was $1 and Sam Adams was $1.50. Like, the good ones were $1.50.
Yeah, like, Yingling was just so cheap.
Yingling was $1.
Yeah.
And some asshole called in a bomb threat. And the cops came in and somehow got wind of what the prices were at the time. I'll never understand how that transpired.
I think they just got in trouble because they were sending a lot of drunk-ass people on the roads. That's the number one way the cops notice, and then that's when they get the ABC involved.
Yeah, but those happy hour prices died, man. That was a heartbreaker. That's when that was the one of the only periods in my life where I was going out regularly. The other being when I was about 26, and I was getting really into all that pickup shit. Like, with mystery and style, you know, like the books on just how to fuck chicks.
Yeah, you were big into those. I remember
I was
you used
to,
like, quote them for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, certainly we were the target demo. Guys like us who just weren't approaching women nonstop. That's what those were. We are the target audience.
Hey, don't put me in that crowd.
I don't know. I'd put you more in it than out of it. I'm not saying anyone who needs to read this shit is a damn autistic. I'm just, it has useful information in it.
See, my problem when I was younger was not talking to women. It was talking to women I was attracted to.
Oh, so. Well, that's everyone's problem. Don't give me that. Everyone can talk to their fucking aunt. Or the ugly girl. Because no one stresses the ugly girl.
I just remember there were chicks that you guys were really into, and I would admit that they were attractive. I just wasn't attracted to them.
Who? Give me a name.
I'm not doing that on air.
Oh, what the fuck? I've already stomped on the embers of what was a beautiful relationship on air, and you can't give me a fucking name of some girl we used to beat off to in high school.
I don't think you want to do that, man. You're going to lose another listener. You've already lost one today.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got a listener.
Oh, she's going to be listening to this episode. You can.
We have people from high school that listen to this?
Oh, no. I was talking about your current girl.
Oh, yeah.
That was the joke I was making.
No, she'll be listening to this. Yeah. And then not another episode after. Who was the... Just toss out a high school name. I don't know if I have high school fans, like people from our high school that listen to us.
I just feel weird because some of them are married now.
Good. Let them know. That's that they awkward. Got pounded off, too.
Dude, what... I'm not doing that. They're married now, man. I feel weird. Like, the fact that they're just,
you're
like,
not having their husband in and saying, hey, I wanted to fuck your wife 10 years ago.
You know what? If I were in their shoes, I would not want to hear that myself. Okay. I gotta be honest. Like, I'm just gonna put myself in that dude's shoes. It's just like, here's some asshole that went to high school with my wife talking about how he would have banged the shit out of her when he was 17.
All right. I guess your Indian name would be Howie Pussy DJ, then.
I'm just trying to be respectful, man. I'm trying to keep the peace. I'm not trying to breach it, so...
Fine. I'll let you slide on it.
But all right, yeah. No, like I did. Let's talk about like the manual. The manuals that you studied. Because I never actually
manuals?
Like, yeah,
sure.
I never really like read those.
Sure.
I do remember you quoting them like you were a Mormon going door to door trying to sell the religion.
American Jesus.
You did a little of that.
Ain't my bike cool? Yeah. What do you want to talk about them?
What were the primary lessons that you feel you got?
Sure. The big one is cocky funny. Be cocky and funny. Be an aloof schmuck, which...
That works for you because you always were funny.
Yeah.
And you were cocky around dudes. And then just, like, when females, like, entered the picture and they were, like, you know,
yeah,
your style of female.
Well, I'll always throw this out here, man. I suck at the intro. If anyone breaks the ice in any way, shape, or form, it's like, oh, John, meet... I don't know. Samantha, throw that out there. I'm fine. I'll do okay, unless she's a fucking dunce. I don't do well with dumb girls. Because a girl has to track with my humor for me to do well with her, typically. Don't get me wrong, I've fucked some dumb chicks. You just have to be like, boom, fast on that trigger. Right. You just have to come at them with like this tornado of wit and references, and they're just like, what's going on? And next thing you know, she's sucking your cock.
See, I find it interesting you would pursue that, because for me, yeah, like, it's...
A dumb girl? Pursue's a strong word. Like, you just kind of lob out your laugh grenade.
Okay.
And if it takes them out, you do it. I don't like pursuing dumb women. Allure number one to me is a smart girl. I want smart and attractive. Simple as that. I could never... do a long-term thing with someone who is dumb but hot.
Yeah.
I would love fucking them, especially if they were, like, good in bed. But I typically find smart women are better in bed, too. I guess they have to be more...
They've read the instruction manual.
Yeah. It's more just being sexually aware. Like, I've never bought into the whole, like, oh, a Catholic girl that, you know, is fucking afraid to touch her clit because she thinks she's going to hell. Is wild in bed. No, they're just dirty whores. They probably suck at giving head or fucking like a champ. It's like the smart ones, the smart girls that really like delve into sex and their sexual issues, those are the girls that are good in bed. At least in my experience.
Yeah, like we just don't have enough Catholic schoolgirls in this area. I think that's...
Yeah, we're not in New York. We're not tearing through these Italian and Irish bitches left and right.
No, because it's... Like, they have, like, the secret society of, like, clitoral stimulation. Like, they know what's up, man. Like, it's not just based on a, like, undeserved reputation. I think it's legit.
I think they're whores. I don't think they're particularly good in bed. I've met slutty women that sucked in bed.
No, that's true. That's true, but
I think... I've been with some sluts that were just... one of the best lays of my life.
Exactly. I think
off the bat.
I think that same logic applies to like the class of Catholic schoolgirls,
mm-hmm.
or former Catholic schoolgirls, because we would never have sex with someone under the age of 18.
Not that we'd admit to on the air. Last Tuesday. Just kidding. Just kidding. I have not gone the jailbait route in a long, long, long time.
Not since you two were jailbait when it was legal.
Exactly. Thank you, Esquire Howard Highland. Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know what we do here.
Cocky funny. Is there anything else that you would describe as like important other lessons?
Sure. Cocky funny. Don't let any girl get you two down. What I'm going through right now.
You're breaking rule two?
I'm breaking rule two.
You're breaking rule two.
Because you have to by nature when you actually focus on a woman. Like the whole thing is have a harem of chicks. So you're never woman poor. It was the term I heard once. And I believe that wholeheartedly. You can never have one chick be just like the entire female presence in your life because a man needs women around, be it as friends, be it as like fuck buddies, girlfriends, whatever. You need like a chick your age or at least a couple in your life you can bounce shit off of. Just get that feminine energy in your life. Like just a feminine, that fucking injection of pheromones, whatever the hell they're providing.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But so, as far as, that's different than having a stable. Or a harem.
I'm not saying like 18 girls you're fucking. That would be lovely, I suppose. Although, really, fucking around a lot, waste of time. I'm going to put that out there. What have you really accomplished? Fucking biologically is to make kids. Or I suppose you could say to feel good. You're no better than an alcoholic or a gambler or an overeater or anything like that if you just spend your days. And that was the thing with these gurus that eventually turned me off to them because they sold you this whole, look, you get out there and you learn to fuck, and by fucking a lot of women, you're going to not be afraid to fuck and approach the girls you really like, and then when you get to those, you'll want a relationship. Well, no, it becomes chasing this dragon because then it's
really
like
is, yeah.
The girl you wanted to fuck before, you're like, fuck her, I can do better.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at better women. And then it's like, oh, I got the 8.5, gonna bag a 9. Oh, I got the 9, let's find the 2 10s in the city and try to fuck them.
Man, it just becomes like, how good does my list look? Like, what's
they teach you nothing about a relationship. So for guys who try to sell this to men who are so far down the sex game totem pole that their whole goal is like, I want to find one girl who likes me, that I'm attracted to, and I want to stay with her and be a good boyfriend. And they sell you, well, to get there, you have to learn how to fuck everything on earth up and down the 1 through 10 scale.
I don't think you turn that off like once you turn it on. That's why I've been so hesitant to ever like go that route, because I'm just like, how would I turn that off?
Like, it's like a guy who wants to learn home defense. Like, tell me how to buy a pistol and what I should do if someone's trying to break into my house. And you put him through SEAL training. Well, guess what? He's just going to want to fucking kill people after
that. Yeah. No, that's a great analogy.
He's going to lose the urge to sit at home all day with a pistol under his couch cushion. He's like, I've spent years learning how to slit a trachea with a K-bar combat knife. I want to do that now. That's it. He's not going to have the urge to stay home anymore. Same with these guys. They just train you to fuck and fuck around. And so a chick actually comes along. None of these guys, by the way, ended up married or anything like that. They're just fucking around still, which when you're young and you are, you know, you've never been able to approach women, which is just a stifling fear to have inside and something that's going to gnaw at you as a man. It's going to make you feel like less of a being. Then these guys are heroes. They're saying, we're not afraid of women. Why are you being such a pussy? Look at what we can do.
Right. No, so that's important. But yeah, like it's that next level where, I mean, yeah, like here you are actually caring about somebody and like there's no instruction manual for that on their end. So
yeah, nothing. You just have to noodle that out still. And so it sucks because you're so accomplished on the one end, the seducing part and getting people to like you, and you're garbage at the maintaining.
Yeah.
It's, if we want to tie it back to the war, it's like conquering Afghanistan/Iraq versus building something up and actually having those weird bearded people like us instead of blowing us up all the fucking time and reverting to killing each other over looking up some woman's 12-foot dress or stealing a goat. They're very different ball games. But yeah, there's cocky funny. There's have a lot of girls around. I'm trying to think what else. approach quickly. That's the other thing. If you see a hot girl, be talking to her like that. The instant you're just kind of looking at her from across the bar and you're eye-fucking each other a little bit,
yeah,
you're already out of the game, man. Already out of the game. Now, that's a cold approach, as they say. That's approaching someone you've never met before. I suppose if it's a coworker, and this is why I did okay, you can wait week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks until there's some sort of organic introduction between you two.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, the one thing you probably didn't run into, and this is what I hate about bars, too. If you just, like, cold approach somebody, I mean, there's another problem with these manuals.
Well, especially, I'm sorry, especially in this area, we are a very asocial area. Everyone goes out, and this is gonna sound like bullshit, like just a guy bitching, and I'm sure this goes on to some extent in every place, but almost anywhere I travel, it's so much lesser than here, where people go out in a group. And someone else approaches you, it's like, who the fuck is this person?
Right.
There's so much of that in this area. Whereas in another place, it's like, ah, hey, let's talk to someone. Because we're out in a fucking bar. That's what we're supposed to do. Everyone goes out to a bar here to take pictures for Facebook and to treat it like drinking at home.
It is a little weird. But here's the thing. Like, when you approach people who are cool, like, they're out there trying to talk to as many people as possible, and it basically becomes like you're bumping elbows to just talk to a girl.
Yeah. Well,
I've never been down with, like, hey, compete for me. It's like, really? Did you just say that? You ever had a girl say that to you at a bar?
Compete hey. For me?
Along those lines, it's just like, hey, I'm talking to that guy too. Like, what are you going to do about it?
If any girl ever said that to me, I would cock my fucking leg and fart like a goddamn dog right on her thigh and walk away.
Yeah, it's a shitty thing to say. That's not a way to, like, get me to actually fight harder, to be honest. I walked away from that girl.
See, I heard that, I would react like the white guy that Sidney Poitier slapped in Heat of the Night. I'd be like, there was a time I could have killed you for that. I would utter that same line and just freak her out. Such a great damn scene. That was a time I could have killed you for that. Or had you killed for that. I forget. Quotes lose all power when you don't get them. Like, yeah, but I've only seen that damn movie once, so go me for even recalling it.
All right, man. So let me get you to use your gut here.
Sure.
So you've got this instruction manual that you've been following. Like, the gurus have taught you, like, these three rules.
Well, you move past it, but yeah.
Yeah,
like what's the whole speech from the movie Hero? Like, the ultimate step is to become the sword or lose the sword and approach peace or something bullshit like that.
So that's where you are right now. Rule number two is no good for you. You're replacing it with your own rule.
Yeah.
Right now.
Exactly.
Tell it to me.
Oh, I was trying to make a funny RoboCop reference about his, like, four directives, not shooting OCP officials. And then they fire Dick Jones, and then RoboCop can kill him. Oh, God, what a good goddamn movie RoboCop is.
It's one of the best.
It really is.
One of the best.
So slept on. So slept on because it had no clear star power. It had no Schwarzenegger in that role.
You know, it's an up-and-down film.
By the way, he was originally supposed to play RoboCop, and they realized the suit would look fucking ridiculous on a guy that big.
I'll say with RoboCop, like, that movie's an up and down. It makes a comeback whenever, you know, people get a sense of, like, police corruption, that kind of thing. So I feel like...
Goddamn love RoboCop. So, you know, if you're focusing your energies on one girl, I suppose it's... You just have to follow your instinct. Like, where are you just... Where has the sadness everything's causing you, like, started to outweigh the happiness? And can you write that or can you not?
So here's the bigger philosophical question. Is it even worth pursuing one woman? Because that's the question that the gurus don't answer, and I'm not sure you have either.
Depends where you are in your life. I think people are sold a bill of goods where romance is taught to us to be an end in life, where... Even Office Space. I love Office Space. The message of Office Space is you can work a pretty shit job as long as you have someone you like and you derive your happiness from that other person. Well, you know what? Yeah. People die. People are fickle as fuck and can just up and sour on you like that.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty fleeting thing to hang your hat on. Like my version of Office Space, he would have found something he really liked and was passionate about work-wise. And then Jennifer Aniston would have been a nice little cherry on top of that. Because that's how I see life. I think you have to be happy professionally as a man. A man has to do something he's pretty proud of in life. Otherwise, he's going to have a lot of inner demons. He's going to be a bitter motherfucker. I don't know how often that is going to come out of him, but he's just, if you're a janitor, it probably wasn't your goal in life. You're probably pissy about that on a lot of levels.
I think I could be happy as a janitor, to be honest with you.
I think some people, they can derive enough joy from the other facets of their life. Because I know people that are, their thought is, my work is what I do 8 hours a day. Other than that, my life is my own. For me, I view it as, well, with a forced lunch and a commute, my work day is closer to 11 hours. And I'm up 5 hours outside of that. Typically, I'm sleepy as shit and drained from my work day. So I need my job to be something that gives me happiness. And then I can lead a complete life outside of that. I can find someone that I'm compatible with and she's happy too. And together we do happy things. Fuck, I said the word happy like 18 times between this and sucking old Jerry's cock at the beginning of the episode. This one needs to come with a damn rainbow sticker on it. But that's where, so for me, if you're not in a happy place, don't look for a relationship to put you there. I think anyone who their central happiness comes from another person, you are in some ways like a drug addict. You're looking for an outside fix that is very fleeting to right where you are, where you need to be emotionally. Now, I suppose you could say the same out of me, where I try to do things career-wise that make me happy. Like, I try to write. I try to do this show. I look for other opportunities business-wise. But I don't think that's nearly as it's over. Like, if my radio show went away, I'd try to work on other radio shows. I guess you could say the same of if a girl goes away, you try to find other girls. But overall, just the general direction of my life, at least on the creative side, as long as I'm chasing something creative, I can be happy. You get me? And it's not any one thing that can be taken from me. Whereas with a girl, if you're really having a relationship with a girl, she becomes that one thing. You can't be fucking around on her.
Right.
You can't have a million girls and be like, oh, this one is driving me nuts, and then focus on the others. Because in the society we're in, at least, we're not big love here. You get your one chick, you try to make it work with her.
But you're saying you can't have, like, a Mexican maid that you just, like, keep on the side and...
You know what? If you make Terminator 1 and 2, you can do whatever the fuck you want. How about that? You make two movies that entertained me since I was 10. I'd let you fuck whatever you want, Howie.
Just... I think the Shriver rule is don't get caught. And I guess somehow he got caught. And that was the cardinal sin that broke the Kennedy family.
Well, again, it's on this continuum. How much are you willing to put your happiness beyond someone else's if they find out what you're doing?
You don't feel like he cleared that first? I feel like he might have cleared that with her, and she was just like, don't get caught, dude.
No, I think she knew about it, and the instant he was out of office, she was like, yeah, he's been fucking this maid. I don't think she was happy with it, and she just swallowed a shit pill as long as he was in office.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't know any woman would be happy with that, especially because that maid is so goddamn garbage.
Some of them, like,
ugly.
Some people get that deal. Andrei Kirilenko, NBA star, he got one groupie a year. His wife said that's the rule. He can have sex with one NBA fan a year.
That'll never be enough.
And if he sleeps with two, I'm fucking all of his teammates. And that was the rule.
Oh, big NBA penis, too, just gutting her out. That's why I'd never follow an NBA player's wife. What are you going to do? You won't be able to wreck that. You could fuck her with a baby doll. It wouldn't. That would still just echo down the hallway. Be like the golden child where you just drop that coin into that abyss and never hear anything. That's what fucking an NBA player's wife is.
Oh, man.
Well, shall we depart on that note of sweet NBA cock, which we will then tease the next episode with?
It's been real, John.
This As I wait that, 45 yeah. seconds for my shitty laptop to load the music. Come on! This is where the Pulp Fiction music goes.
This is insult to injury, dude.
A little
it's
bit.
Kind of a heavy episode. Now, like, we're awkwardly sitting here just like, come on, guys.
Nothing awkward about us. The fucking media player just being a white screen right now. That's a little awkward. Oh, you decided to join us, Mr. Media Player. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me, Howard Heasy today. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter? I'm at Papa's Basement. I love it when people follow me, say hi, we can talk back and forth. You got inpapasbasement.com, the show's website. That's got archives of every show we've done, as well as a bunch of my writing and the email address if you want to get a hold of me. You've also got, Facebook.com/papasbasement in case that wasn't enough. And there's also our iTunes link where you can subscribe to everything that we upload audio-wise. And again, you would find that at inpapasbasement.com. Howard, you good?
I'm good, bro. Feels good to get another one under the belt. Epexegetical on Twitter.
Exactly. Thank you for putting it. It's like E-X... Spell it. Please.
You're going to spell it one of these days. I'm not doing any dirty work for you.
E-X-P-E-G-E-T-I-C-A-L. Okay, you know what? Fuck you. Till next week, we're out of here.
I hit rock bottom there, didn't I, Hank?
And hard.
And it's all uphill from now on.
Yep, the wind's at your back, buddy.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.